So this is not going to make sense to someone that did not listen to the Revealing series. So if you're watching online, listen to the Revealing series. This is not going to make any sense to you. It may even sound weird to you if you don't have the background of the thing, the biblical precedent that we've laid out for these kind of topics. So for those that have listened to that series, you know, I'm not going to go over what we were really talking about, but you know the concept of how the new earth and the new heavens are created, right? You understand that those things are not created just by the sovereign hand of God when Jesus comes back one day. They're recreated by the life of God on the inside of us, right? Because creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's what creation is waiting for, is for us to manifest who we are in Christ. And just to go over this, you know, right, the same way that Adam, this is really, really important, and it's going to get a little deep here in a second and a little technical, so I would just pay attention to this overview, that we know that how did the earth get corrupt to begin with? Its Lord became corrupt. That's how the earth became corrupt, right? And so because Adam sinned and became corrupt himself, everything that was under his hand, therefore, received the same. Even, you know, the little bunny rabbits and the trees and the everything, right, became corrupt. Now governed under new laws of corruption and things like that. So that is why Adam had authority over the earth. I don't see anything biblically that would give me an impression that he had authority over anything else than just the planet earth. And now, through Jesus, because we're Lord over all things, the Bible says all things are ours. And if you read in Galatians, probably chapter 4, I think, it refers to the inheritance as being Lord of all things. And because we're Lord over all things, not just the earth, but over all the planets, all the stars, all the galaxies, things spiritual, things seen, things unseen, right? Because we're Lord over all things, when we manifest in the life of God, what happens? Obviously, that life goes to all things that are under our hand, just like Joseph with Potiphar's house, right? If you put Potiphar's house under Joseph's hand, God will prosper Potiphar's house for Joseph's sake, right? That's how it works. So with that kind of background, this was a question that I've had for a long time that actually I got answered yesterday, and this is getting into territory that is obviously new to me, and also I believe that it's true, but I would just say that this right now is something that I am still learning the details of. So if you are meditating on the things that I'm about to say, and you kind of find a hole in it where you're like, well, what about this then, or what, like, there are, like, I'm admittedly, there are places where you're going to have questions because it doesn't answer everything. It's just an answer that I got, and a clear answer that I know is true, but like I said, it's not like all-encompassing on this topic. So my question was, okay, we know that when, and again, this is not going to make any sense to anyone online unless you've heard the series, with all believers collectively owning the earth and collectively owning this universe, right? We all have equal ownership with Jesus. If I grow in my knowledge before Jesus comes back and I know in full, that obviously would mean that I would have full manifestation, right? According to everything we've taught biblically speaking, right? That principle of the fact that we will be like him because we will see him as he is, right? That principle. So if I see Christ as he is, and then I manifest and become externally, manifest his image perfectly, exactly as he is, we know, as I just stated, that that life would also go to things that are under my hand, right? That's a principle in the Bible. Again, like Joseph in Potiphar's house is a great example, an easy example. The manifestation from Joseph, the prosperity from Joseph, went to Potiphar's house as soon as it was placed under his hand. Not before and not after, while it was under his hand. Same thing with all of Egypt. When Egypt was put under Joseph's hand, all of Egypt prospered for Joseph's sake. Same thing happens with us, right? So with all of creation, when it's under our hand, the life of God goes to it. So I thought, if I'm in full manifestation, would that, this is a question that I've had for a while, would that recreate the earth just because of one believer had full manifestation? I don't know if you guys have thought about that, if you've had that question too, but would that recreate the earth fully if one person had full manifestation while other believers don't, right? And ordinarily, I would say, well, yes, because, for instance, Joseph was only one person who did share ownership of Potiphar's house with Potiphar, who clearly wasn't manifesting anything. And despite Potiphar, Potiphar's house was still prospered for Joseph's sake. So I would ordinarily say, well, it would make sense, yes. But here's where everything's run by rules, like the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There are certain laws. I don't mean laws in the sense of a commandment, but laws in the sense of like governing principles, like gravity. There are certain just rules that God, you know, works by. Certain just things that God would never come in conflict with. And here's where it differs. So I will give you the punchline just quickly. The answer that I realized is no. Okay, no. If one believer had full knowledge of Jesus, that would not recreate the earth in full. It would certainly benefit creation in all things directly concerning you, but it would not recreate the earth in full. And here is ultimately why. My answer came in this form. Well, if I'm wondering what it looks like for me to be in full manifestation and what the repercussions would be for the earth, we already have that example, right? We already have our brother who is in full manifestation, and yet the earth is, he's probably, I'm assuming, the only one in full manifestation. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm assuming that's the case. He walked the earth in that full manifestation in his glorified body, and yet the earth is still the way it is. So we already have an example of somebody that has come into full manifestation, and it did not recreate the whole earth. Now, if you had full knowledge, would that glorify your body before Jesus came back? Absolutely. An example of that is what? Christ is in full manifestation. He's walking in he's in a glorified body right now, and even walked the earth in a glorified body, moving in the full wisdom of God, moving the full power of God in all things concerning him directly. But why is it that we said, and this is just one reason that I know of, okay? There's probably a lot more reasons. Why is it that despite that Jesus is in full manifestation and has authority over all things, wouldn't that mean that because he has authority over all the universe and is in full manifestation, that that manifestation would automatically go to all of creation? Wouldn't that make sense? But what did we say, at least the one reason that I know of, that that is held back, is because we said for the sake of the elect. And that is one of the reasons. You can look at, I'll see if I have even time to even read this, but in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 is where you can find that reason as far as why the Lord does not come back and use his full manifestation and his authority to subject the whole planet to himself and the whole universe. The reason why he doesn't do that is because when Jesus subjects everything to his will, which he does have the power to do, when Jesus does, pay very close attention to this, when he does conform all of the earth to his will, which he has the power to do, and also the authority to do, that would destroy all corruptible things. The Bible says our God is a consuming fire, and he will remove all things that can be shaken, so that only the things that cannot be shaken will remain. That's what happens when you manifest the life of God. It destroys and it removes things that are corruptible and replaces it with things that are incorruptible, right? It gives life to things. And so, again, there are things I don't understand about this, but the Bible does say, again, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. In other words, the reason why the Lord does not come back and subject all things to his authority, despite the fact that he is in full manifestation, so that would mean that he could do that, is because he's patient or long-suffering. That just means patient. Long-suffering doesn't mean like actually going through suffering. It just means patient. And it says that not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So that's why he's waiting for his elect, those that are willing to come to him, to come to him before he actually subjects and uses his authority. And that is the reason why I can get so specific with understanding what it would be like for you to be in full manifestation in this present age, before Christ came back. Because we already have a predecessor, and we can find out what that looks like from him, right? Because he's our mirror. So if you were in full manifestation, here's how it would work. When you grow in your knowledge, and if you were to know the Lord in full before Christ came back, because you are able to know that, right? You have the Spirit to lead you into all truth. You have the anointing that teaches you all things, right? And so because for that reason, you can manifest in full. But if you were to manifest in full, this is what it would look like. And if you'll notice, I'm just describing Jesus. So if you're like, oh, how do you know all those details of how that would look like? I'm just describing Jesus to you. See how easy this, simple this really is? It would look like this. You would be walking around in a glorified body. All things that directly concerned you, the power of God would be moving fully toward those things, but it wouldn't, Here's the only reason why it wouldn't spread to all things under your hand, whereas typically it would, is because it comes in conflict with another rule of justice, which is that God is loyal to those that are elect. God is loyal to those who know he knows will believe in him. And so because it comes in conflict with that rule of justice, that is the only reason why it's almost like a wave being halted. That wave of manifestation from you that is coming out of you would be halted, would be sort of kept at bay from destroying the whole planet and recreating and giving life to it, because there are elect walking around on this planet still. So for the same reason that judgment was halted until Lot came out, is for the same reason that your full manifestation would not be able to do to the earth what it is capable of doing. Okay, again, there are holes in this, not holes in the sense that what I'm saying isn't true, holes, in other words, gaps of understanding where I'm not in total, you know, like this is not a incredibly detailed understanding, but it's a pretty darn good understanding as far as your manifestation would be halted from recreating the earth because there are still elect going around. And for whatever the reason, the Bible does say that when manifestation takes over the earth, for whatever reason, does need to be destroyed first and recreated. Don't know why all of that, you know, rather than just directly giving life to it, it will destroy the earth and recreate it. And that's why actually when it says here in this verse in 2 Peter, and I'll pretty much stop here, but when it says here that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, he doesn't subject all things to himself, which he has the power to do, because he's in full manifestation and in a glorified body. The reason why that doesn't happen, it says because he's not willing that any should perish, but that everyone would come to repentance. If you read on right after that verse, it goes on to explain because the earth will be melted down with intense heat, and it says that and all the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. And so for that reason, he doesn't subject everything to his full manifestation the way that he can. The same way that Adam's corruption went to all creation, he doesn't allow his life to remake everything because it would destroy the elect that aren't saved yet, that haven't yet come to repentance. So I hope that kind of answers some cool questions for you, because I was curious about that. And again, ordinarily it would be true, just like Potiphar's house, that when you were manifesting something, it would fully go to whatever was under your hand despite having shared ownership with somebody else. So for instance, my thought initially was that, well, my question was, would my full manifestation, if I was in full manifestation, go to all of creation because I'm in shared ownership with so many other people? So would that conflict? That wouldn't actually conflict. There would be no conflict there of justice because of the fact that you can see even from, again, Potiphar and Joseph also had shared ownership, and yet the house was still prospered for Joseph for one person's sake. So God can prosper a whole place just for your sake, except when it came in conflict with another rule of justice. It's almost like if you've ever heard like the law of robotics, where like this rule applies except for when it comes in conflict with this other rule. That's kind of how this is. It's as silly as that sounds, that's how this works. And so because, for instance, like even with vengeance, it's true that God will take vengeance on your behalf, but God will also not destroy another believer. So if a believer comes after you, God will destroy people, things, whatever it is that would harm you, but unless it comes in conflict with something else, which, for instance, his loyalty to his elect or his loyalty to another believer, God wouldn't destroy another believer because they're righteous. So there are certain conflicts, and that is one conflict with your manifestation taking over the earth all at once. So just to sum this up, there will not be a fully, I say fully, because you can certainly manifest and begin, as the term is said, terraforming, which means to make things look like earth, or in our case, to make things look like new earth. You can certainly terraform things, and you can certainly conform things to the image of the new earth as things that are directly concerning you, okay? But cannot the earth will not fully be recreated, and I didn't know this, just so you know. I didn't know this even as of recent. The earth will not be fully recreated until the last elect is saved, because, again, God wants them to be spared. And to redo everything right now would mean to destroy them in the process. They would get swept up in the destruction that will happen when the whole earth is recreated. Okay. Again, there are holes in that, but that is true, though. And you can see that from Scripture here. So any questions real quick? Any questions about that? I know sometimes you don't even have enough time to like meditate on it to come up with a question, but I think that definitely there's a lot of questions, though, that are answered by that, and I think that's a cool thing. And again, you just look at your precedent, which is Jesus. our brother who's already come into full manifestation, and you can see pretty easily, you know, how certain things work for you as you come into full manifestation, right? But as I said, I don't want to play down either the fact that when you come into full manifestation, even before Christ comes back, we already have someone who's already done that, right? He's already in full manifestation before his own return, and he, so you know, it's not like a certain date set that, oh, you can only manifest so much until Jesus comes back. No, the Bible says, right, today is the day to enter the promised land, meaning the new earth. Today is that day to enter that, and Jesus has already entered that. So it shows you, because he's our predecessor, and because the Bible says that he is our forerunner, that's what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, because he is our forerunner, you can tell whatever is allowed to manifest through you is manifested through him. You can tell. You already know. So you're allowed to be in full manifestation. That's already given to you, the right to do that and the right to know all things in order to do that. And Christ is that example, right? He is in full manifestation. That means you're able to also. But as an example there, you also see that the earth would not be fully recreated until the last elect is saved.
Reforminus.com.